Ukraine security issue.
On May 26th, the 92nd day of Russia's war against Ukraine, the situation in the Donbas war zone remained extremely tense as battles raged along the entire front line. The Ukrainian defenders continued to beat off infantry attacks in all of the frontline areas, but they are still significantly outnumbered and outgunned. Russia has thrown in all of its forces and reserves to encircle the Ukrainian troops and seize the Donbas. According to Serhiy Haidai, head of the Luhansk Region Military Administration, the invaders already occupy 95% of the region's area. Their artillery and aircraft constantly shell and bomb Ukrainian positions as well as residential areas, practically leveling villages and towns. The Defense Ministry admits to temporary successes of the enemy forces in some frontline areas, but rules out a retreat, saying that the situation is very dynamic and describing the Ukrainian forces' actions as maneuvering defense. In the south of Ukraine, the situation also remains tense. Failing to break through the Ukrainian defense lines there, the invaders continue to shell them as well as villages and towns around the clock. At the same time, they are fortifying their positions. Fierce fighting continues in the Mykolaiv region, where the Russians are actively using heavy artillery, multiple launch rocket systems, and big-caliber mortars. But the Ukrainian defenders hold the line. One of the Ukrainian soldiers fighting there says that rockets and cluster shells are the most dangerous, but many of them do not explode.
Працюють важкі міномети 120-го калібру. Працюють гради.
They fire heavy mortars, they fire Grad and Uragan multiple launch rocket systems. Cluster shells are the most dangerous. They explode in the air, scattering smaller munitions that cover the whole area with 15 to 20 explosions. We respond immediately and adequately. We burn their convoys, we burn their hardware down and out. Many shells never explode. It means they use very old shells that are just out of order. The Ukrainian military intelligence reports a massive buildup of Russian forces in the Zaporizhia region in preparation for an offensive. Several dozen Soviet-era tanks have already arrived in the occupied city of Melitopol, while other armored vehicles, as well as guns and other weapons and equipment, are being deployed to nearby villages. According to Vyacheslav Nazarov, spokesman for the South Operative Command, the Russians are preparing provocations in the Black Sea. To this end, they have brought a captured Ukrainian Navy speedboat to Zmiyny Island off the northern coast near Odessa. It's quite probable that the enemy is going to use the speedboat for false flag provocations, like shelling of foreign commercial ships or coastal areas of Ukraine, and even other Black Sea countries, said Vyacheslav Nazarov. Serhiy Brachuk, spokesman for the operative staff of the Odessa Region Military Administration, said that the Russian naval forces continue to block maritime traffic and seaports, and the threat of missile strikes and landing operations remains very high. Of course, we see that the enemy actively uses strategic aircraft stationed on Russian territory, in particular the Caspian region. They pose serious threats not only to Odessa and the Odessa region, but also to other cities and regions across the country. The counter-sabotage operation continues. The Russians have no strategic success at sea and on land. Our forces hold them back and Russian ships constantly regroup and maneuver. Now they are afraid to approach our coast as near as they did in February or even April, said Serhiy Brachuk. Ukraine expects modern long-range weapons from its international partners, said the commander-in-chief of the Ukrainian Armed Forces, Valery Zaluzhny. Our soldiers are fighting for each and every piece of this land, for every village and town, no matter how hard it is. Western weapons do help them drive the enemy out of our motherland, but it is critical to supply weapons to Ukraine without delay, because every day of delay is worth more lives of the Ukrainian heroes who defend the world from the Russians, said Valery Zaluzhny. President Volodymyr Zelensky has once again reminded all those who try to persuade Ukraine to make territorial concessions to Russia that similar attempts to appease the aggressor in 1938 ended up in the catastrophic Second World War. When Russia invaded Ukraine, the world was not prepared to see the Ukrainian people's courage. The world reckoned with Russia's interests in the first place. But if the aggressor state succeeds now, the consequences will be dramatic for the whole world. Then freedom and sovereignty will just be empty words, and Russia's neighbor countries have finally come to realize it, the president said. Slovak Prime Minister Eduard Heger said that the World Economic Forum in Davos on Wednesday that his country would be the next if Russia won the war in Ukraine.